Well, hello everybody and welcome. My name is DeCourcy Williams and this is the Uplifting Words Podcast. And I want to thank each and every one of you guys for listening to the sound of my voice and wish you all peace, love, and happiness. Well, here we go. By the time you're listening to this, it'll be Friday, January the 22nd. And we are a few days into the new administration, or a new tenure of a brand new administration. And I know there's a lot of celebration from people that I know that Donald Trump is no longer president of the United States. But as always, I am cautiously optimistic about the things that Joe Biden is going to implement and put into effect. Apparently, he got on the ground running after that first day. There was like the initial swearing in ceremony, and he went to work signing all of these, executive orders, basically undoing a lot of what Donald Trump did in his past 4 years. And it's got a lot of people on edge. Like, the whole country is on edge. And it just, you know, I just hope that we all will be able to move along and move forward in whatever is happening. Because I know no matter what happens, there's going to be people that's going to say, Joe Biden messed up. Apparently, we're rejoining the Paris Accord and we're jumping back into partnerships with the World Health Organization and things like that. He's halted. I saw a very interesting, it was kind of a meme post that somebody shared from the right side about Joe Biden signing the executive order to shut down the Keystone Pipeline and the amount of jobs that was eliminating. I always think that it's interesting when we have evidence that we are damaging our planet with the things that we are doing. Drilling in certain areas being one of them. Not only that, but that Keystone Pipeline would kind of destroy certain native people's grounds. It was one of those things where it was, you know, like a kind of progress just kind of destroys nature. And unfortunately, like, jobs will be lost, yes. More jobs will be created with the new types of green energy jobs, cleaner fuel sources that we're going to need. Like, those things are going to create jobs too. Like, all of these things that we're building around, like solar power and wind power, electric cars, like, that's creating jobs too. Nobody's talking about that. I think a lot of people are clinging to what happened in the past. Like, oil was our main source of energy, and now we're kind of staring right at being able to utilize a different source. I know this is very scary for some people, but it's like we've got to take a couple of steps back in order to move forward. And I think right now the steps that Joe Biden is taking is kind of us stepping back. So, I mean, you know, it might be a dip in the stock market, it might be a dip in the economy, but, you know, as always, when you have historic rises, the next inevitable thing is historic crashes or historic falls. No more evidence of that be in Bitcoin. Bitcoin was on like this meteoric rise, and I think it was 2009 where it, like, man, it fell like a rock, and a lot of people got scared and they sold their interest in Bitcoin. But ever since then, it's been climbing again. And now one Bitcoin, last time I checked, you can check it for yourselves, but one Bitcoin is around $34,000. So you got one Bitcoin that's worth more than a lot of working people's salary in a year. And, you know, a lot of people out here, man, I wish I'd have got back into it back in the day. Yeah, well, you know, you want to talk about something that you missed out on. I bought Bitcoin back when it was worth like $7. I bought like $100 worth of Bitcoin way back then. And, you know, it was a little too shaky for my taste. I didn't understand what was going to happen. And it dipped, like, I lost money, but it dipped down to being worth like $4.50 or something like that. And I sold it. And it's very easy to get caught up in, you know, what if I would have held on to it? Like, you know, those type of things. But it's no need to dwell on those things. Always looking towards the future. And I think that's what we need to do as a country. Look towards the future. Joe Biden is our president. Kamala Harris is our vice president. All of these things are exciting. Kamala being the first African American. Well, first of all, she's the first woman serving as vice president. She's black. She's Indian. She's got some Jamaican. She's got all kinds of things in there. That's historic. That's the first time that we've seen this. And I know there are a lot of people on the side, on the fence, about Kamala Harris and her record as a district attorney, her prosecuting people for crimes and refusing to let out certain people. I don't know. I guess it depends on what news source that you listen to. You know, that confirmational bias type of thing where, you know, people don't search out news. They just search out confirmation of things that they already believe. And that's kind of what's been going on in this country. It's like since the beginning of time. We're not really seeking out news. We're just seeking out that bias. So I want to shift here a little bit, and I want to talk about something that happened very interesting. I was kind of paying attention a little bit more than usual to my son while he was in class. You know, he's still got the virtual learning going on, so it's him on a screen, and the screen is split up between like 8 or 9, or actually, I think it's about 12 of them in his class. And, you know, it's like kids are really anxious and impatient, right? There was a situation where there was a problem that they were doing. It was like a math problem or something. And one kid, he was on fire. Like, he was answering all the questions. He was getting them right. And the teacher is trying to call on other students to give them a chance to, you know, have their shine. And this one kid was like, you know, he was just firing off the answers because he was very anxious. He was excited that he had the correct answer because he knew he had the right answers. And he was excited to be able to share that he knew the correct answers. And it just got me thinking, like, people really don't abandon those childhood qualities. Like, I know for my son's one of his powers is he likes to help other people. He is willing to, when he sees somebody else struggling, he'll like offer help or assistance, or he'll try to help people figure out the answer or whatever. He's really, really quick to do that. And it's very interesting to see him at a young age. And I can kind of see like how he's going to be as an adult. And unfortunately, well, fortunately, it's the way that I was. And it's very interesting that I'll be able to walk him through when his power will seem like a disadvantage. And I know there's a lot of people out there that think that that thing that's intrinsically in them, the thing that they like doing, the thing that they feel most comfortable, a lot of times that's used against us as a weakness or as a means for somebody else to attack. And I know it's kind of hard because a lot of people don't have like somebody to kind of guide them through how to turn that into a positive. And I think it's like why a lot of people have like this negative view of themselves, because who knows you better than you, right? And so when you start to think about things that you're good at and things that you're not good at, it's really easy to pick at the things that you're not good at, especially if you've had them used against you. So if you're a very generous person, you're a very giving person, you're going to get people that's going to take advantage of that. And they're going to take as much as they can from you. And you know, that hurts because I know a lot of people say they want to change who they are. They don't like who they are, or I'm going to stop doing this from here on out. And where people run into that wall is that I think it's damn near impossible to change who you are as a person. So if you're that generous, giving person and somebody else hurts you and you try and you do that whole, I'm not going to be giving, I'm not going to be generous anymore, you might be able to suppress that for a year, for 2 years. You might be able to suppress that for what seems like a long time. But that stuff is still in there. And that spirit that you have, that giving nature or whatever it might be, I just keep going to giving and generous because that's my son. And and that's what I see in him on a daily basis. But that stuff is always in you. Like, it doesn't just magically go away. Yes, it hurts. Yes, people are going to take advantage. But I rather look at it as a strength, as a gift, Now, you might need to learn how, when, and how to turn it on and turn it off. But that is our strength, that thing that's inside of you that you need to let out. And that's what's meant when it's said that everybody has greatness in them. And when you hear that phrase, it's not about being rich or being famous or being popular. There's that thing that everybody has inside of them that makes them that great individual person, that all-star quality. And you have to find out what that is for yourself, and you have to find out people that will guide you how to use that thing, whatever it is. So let me get back to the kids in the class. This kid was on fire, answering all kinds of questions. The teacher had to kind of tell him, like, let so and so and such and such answer a question every now and again. And he was just like so excited about answering those questions. Now, I think when kids get into that particular stage, if you ever kind of watch the how kids operate, once they get in them that they know something and they know it fast or they know it easier than somebody else, they'll work it, man. They'll keep going on with that, which is why this kid just kept answering every question that he could, because something that he found success at and it made him feel really, really good. Even though he might not have been able to articulate that feeling, he knew that he was on a roll. He knew that he was on fire. And I think us as adults, when we kind of go through our lives and those things beat us up and they tear us down and they make us feel small and insignificant about whatever that gift is that we have, it really takes some patience with yourself, and it takes some diligence, it takes some persistence to be able to turn that negative voice in your head into saying, "This is my gift, and I need to stand in it because this is what I do." And everybody has that. I don't want anybody to think that they're just kind of out here with no purpose or with no gift or with no anything. A lot of times when you see people, it's very easy to look at somebody else and say, like, "Well, why haven't why haven't you made it yet? Why haven't you done X, Y, and Z? Like, you're so talented, or you're really good in the kitchen, or you're really good drawing, or you're really good with music." But you kind of see them, in life, kind of loafing around or seemingly loafing around, not doing anything. A lot of times, that can be misconstrued as being lazy or being an unachiever or whatever other negative connotations that people give to other people where their gifts are clearly on display, but they're living well beyond what they can do. You know what I'm talking about? And I don't think it has anything to do with being lazy or being ignorant or being anything like that. I think what it has to do is that we are conditioned to bury that greatness that we have in us. We're told a lot of times that we shouldn't be bold. We shouldn't brag about ourselves. We should be, I can't even think of the word, we should be coy, or we should be understated, or whatever it is that we do, it shouldn't we shouldn't put it on display. Like, a lot of us go through years and years of that. Technically abuse, actually, when you're trying to suppress your greatness. And I just want to just encourage everybody, man, let's not suppress that anymore. Let's allow our greatness, that thing that makes us shine, that thing that feels like it gives us life, that makes us feel really good. We need to start, especially for 2021, let's start to investigate those things about ourselves. And no matter how small it might seem, no matter how trivial it might seem, I want to encourage each and every one of you guys to pay attention to that voice in your head. Pay attention to where your heart leads you, and then start to grow it. Start to look for ways to take it to the next level. And you hear on this podcast all the time, I talk about self-development, the ability to self-assess. reading books or listening to audiobooks, even getting into some chakra healing where you listen to like the chimes, or you might listen to like the hums, but whatever it is at a particular frequency that kind of vibes with certain things that you can that'll help you grow. Like, you know, they've got the chimes that helps you with releasing negative energy, or the chimes that'll help you with feeling better physically. There's all kinds of things. You can look that stuff up. But that's why that stuff is so important. Knowing yourself and knowing what you love and what you like to do, that is at the forefront of you exploring that thing that makes you feel alive and growing it. And that's what I want everybody to be able to do. Find that thing. Don't misuse it, because I heard Les Brown say he got a quote from somebody else too, but the richest place on the planet is not the diamond mines in Africa. The richest place on the planet, unfortunately, is the graveyard. The graveyard is full of those gifts, those ideas, those things that people had in them, and they never brought it to life, but yet it died when they died. So let's not do that. 2021, brand new year. Let's investigate ourselves and stop worrying so much about other people. Let's focus on ourselves. Get that gift out, man, because we need it. We need your gift. You are very, very important to the whole grand scheme of this planet. I don't care if you believe that you are or you're not. You have power. You have influence. And people need to see you thrive. So with that, let me take a quick break. I'm going to come back. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this. And I'll see you guys in just a minute. Hey, everybody. DeCourcy Williams here with the Uplifting Words Podcast. And I want to tell you about Wine Ambassador. Wine Ambassador is an amazing company where you can get high quality Napa Valley wines shipped directly to your door. Becoming a member with Wine Ambassador will allow you to get deep discounts on your wines, and you can begin to set up social parties, giving wine giveaways and wine tastings, and earn some money with this amazing company. Click the link in the description and you'll be taken to a short video where it'll give you a brief rundown of everything that this company can do for you. Wine Ambassador, where we are changing the way that you buy wines, one person at a time. All right, everybody, welcome back. Thank you very much for sticking with me. In the last segment, I was talking about our kids and how I think that our qualities as an adult don't really actually leave us. Really, really trying to encourage people to explore themselves and that thing that turns them on to like really get into it. And that also brought me to another point that something else that I believed when I was younger, but now that I'm older, I'm really starting to see the advantages of it. When I was growing up, we did not have celebrations when we graduated from kindergarten to first grade. We didn't have like the ceremony, the same thing as you do when you graduate high school. It was just, you just went from grade to grade, and you got the big celebration when you graduated from high school, and then you got the big celebration when you graduated from college. And nowadays, I'm starting to see, well, before all this mess with COVID happened, I was seeing like kids having like the graduation parties like from kindergarten to first grade, and then from third grade to fourth grade or whatever. There was all these little celebrations, and I never, when it was first happening, I never actually believed in it. I was always from the mindset of kids shouldn't be celebrated for things that they are supposed to do. In the natural progression of things. And you know what? I think that now that I'm older, I see that was actually very damaging. It's very damaging when you feel like you're doing all this work, you feel like you're putting in all of this time, even as little kids. Little kids can pick up on this stuff. But you're not being recognized for it. You're left screaming, well, what about me? It's kind of like, you know, if you can imagine yourself in the middle of a crowded room, crowded, like everybody's bustling around you, just going, doing their own thing. And you're just standing in the middle of the room screaming, but what about me? And nobody's paying you any attention. So I think that was very damaging for a lot of people of my generations, like, and I think that's why a lot of grown-ups believe that they're never seen, or people from my generation, I should say. They're never seen, they're never heard. They always feel like their opinions don't matter. And we just try our best to bury those feelings and move on with our lives. And I guess we'll see the effects of this kind of years down the road. But I believe it would help to raise more well-rounded people if we actually took time to celebrate the small things that we do. It's very interesting when you start looking at this self-improvement, you start reading more books and you start looking at maybe YouTube videos or listening to these seminars. You'll see people, they mention celebrating the small wins. You hear all the time talking about if you want to change a habit, you can't just overnight go from one thing straight to another. It never works. Like quitting smoking cigarettes cold turkey, like that's not going to work. Well, it doesn't work for a lot of people. For some people, it does. But for the majority of people, you got to wean yourself off of it. You got to take little doses away from it and away from that habit or whatever until you get comfortable with it. And the same thing can be said with your success. Steps that you take, like any bit of progress that you make, should be celebrated. It should be kind of a benchmark to show you, number one, that you're on the right track. Number two, that your efforts are being rewarded. And number three, that, hey, you matter. That thing that you're doing, it's actually inspiring other people. It's showing other people something that they could do as well. So I think those three things are like really, really important. And I just remember like thinking, yeah, when we were younger, we could have used a little bit more affirmation. We could have used a little bit more praise. And I think a lot of times we see people acting out in public. Maybe they didn't get enough of that praise when they were younger. Maybe they didn't, I don't know. They didn't get that love, that extra hug from their mom, or that attaboy from their father. You know, all of us have these really weird relationships with our parents, and it's one of those things where, you know, you're kind of stuck with what you got, and you got to make the best of whatever it is, whatever situation that you were in. But you can't really go back and, you know, go to your parents and be like, well, you didn't do this for me, and you didn't do that for me. You know, as much as people would actually probably really like to, that's just not one of those things. So, I would encourage everyone, take comfort in the small victories that you have and the steps that you take. You know, if you're trying to lose weight, don't just get up and go to the gym for an hour and try to do that every day of the week. No. Start off by taking that 10-minute walk or 5-minute walk, and then over time increase the amount of time that you do. And then maybe join a gym and hit that gym for 10 minutes or 20 minutes or 30 minutes or whatever. You know, the baby step. And then celebrate the things that you, the steps that you've taken. Like, if you want to improve your marriage, you can't just all of a sudden wish it into existence, but you can focus on maybe writing that love letter to your spouse, or maybe doing that thing that your spouse wants you to do without you being told, that type of thing. I don't know. Maybe you could be a little more attentive to what your spouse likes. You know, small things like that. And then and to yourself and in your mind, celebrate that you were able to take that step. One thing that we all have to realize is that nobody is going to be a better cheerleader for us than us. And it's I guess I could say it's kind of unfortunate, but a lot of people realize really later in life that the support group, it really boils down to you. Like, you have to be your own support group. It's a hard pill for a lot of people to swallow. So I want to encourage everybody, make sure that you take time out to celebrate those wins. One of the things that I've done, like to give you just a little personal example, I've started working out. If you follow me on my not YouTube, on Facebook, you'll see that I share sometimes where I do like these workouts. And me being an Apple fanboy, I've signed up for the Apple Fitness Plus. I think that's the greatest thing ever, by the way. I love it. And I can feel myself getting stronger. Now, for me, it's not about losing weight necessarily. My problem is high blood pressure. I'm a bigger black guy. I've already got hypertension. That's the step before having full-blown high blood pressure or whatever. And I take medication. I've always said I didn't want to be the kind of guy that takes medication. And I try to change eating habits. Like, I try to do all those things. But what it boils down to is that I realize I got to start moving more. I spend a lot of time sitting down. I spend a lot of, like, I write blogs and I sit down a lot. So I had to make it a priority to get up and start moving. Now, I didn't get up and just start jumping around my house 45 minutes at a time. Number one, I would have passed out. Number two, that's not sustainable over the long term. I started out by doing a 10-minute little workout. And the way that Apple Plus has it, they've got it for beginners. So if you do just a little 10-minute beginner workout, it's like really easy going. It's no pressure. It's not like a drill sergeant yelling at you. It's actually really, really good how it's set up. Like if you have an Apple Watch, because it really connects to your Apple TV or Apple Watch and or Apple iPad, I should say. I guess you can do it on your phone, but that'd be a really small screen. But anyway, if anybody has an Apple Watch and you want to check it out, I would highly suggest doing it, especially in this time of COVID. People are doing things at home more and more. But the way for me to stay consistent was to do it in small steps. I've been doing it actually since December. This particular week, I've actually worked out like every day. What was that? Like I've got 4 days under my belt, 5 days in a row. I haven't been able to do that since I had a one in front of my number of my age. Like that was the last time I was able to do that. And I'm feeling how great I feel. I'm feeling like the energy probably has something to do with the brain reimagined also. But I just feel great. And like my body is starting to crave that movement. And, you know, it's like core workouts and strength workouts. I particularly like HIIT and the dance routine. It's crazy that I like HIITs because it really gets my heart rate going. Like, it gets me breathing hard. I feel like I'm sucking wind when I do it. But it feels great. Now, I'm up to being able to do 45 minutes. I can do 30 minutes, 45 minutes at an exercise where just back in the middle of December, I could only do 10. So that's what I want to encourage. Like you have to celebrate. You have to take it slow. If you're trying to change something in your life, you got to take it slow. You can't be too hard on yourself. You have to really have patience with yourself. Because in my particular case, like I'm in my mid to late 40s. I've got like 30 plus years of bad eating habits, no exercising, not taking care of myself. Like I've got all of those years of trying to push that mess out of my system or trying to get rid of those bad habits. And it's not going to happen in a month, not going to happen in a year. Like I've got 30 some odd years of like really destroying my body. And now I'm trying to correct that. So got to have patience, got to celebrate when you do those small things. So that's what I wanted to talk with you guys about today. Just make sure that you take some time out for you. Like this whole thing, this whole podcast was really about self-assessment and really getting to know yourself. Really taking time out for you and celebrating who you are, what you bring to this world, and realizing the fact that we need you. We need everybody. So that's what I want to encourage everybody today. I want to thank you very much. If you stuck it out this long in the podcast, don't forget to follow me on my various forms of social media. I'm on Instagram at Corsi the Wine Lover, of course, on Facebook. You know, it's funny, Twitter has those fleets now. It's kind of like Instagram stories and Facebook stories. It's kind of weird how all of these social media platforms kind of fall in line and do the same thing. I really think that's interesting. But like I said, on Twitter, at Corsi1973, you can follow me there. Don't forget about my blog. I call it Corsi's Corner of Online Treasures, but you can find it by visiting 9w6e.com. Please go there and check out the biohacking supplements if you want to get into this brain reimagined. Man, let me tell you, this stuff right here, energy, focus, mental clarity, the people that have taken it have reported all kinds of just like feeling great. I can tell you that I feel incredible. I freaking love it. And another little side effect, I don't know if this was supposed to happen, but my libido is going up. My wife is finding herself trying to beat me off with a stick here lately. So, not sure if that's an intended result of taking it, but man, you want to talk about all the feel goods and just being on top of your game? Go check out Velaveeta's Brain Reimagine. I've got the link in my bio or in the show notes description. I've got it on my blog, 9w6e.com/biohacking supplements. You'll be able to find it there. So hope you guys have an incredible, incredible weekend. Don't forget, be good to yourself out there, guys. Get to know you and get to celebrating the things that you do. Let's stop focusing on all of our negatives and let's start shining out the things that we do best. So with that, thank you guys very much, and I will talk to you in the next one.